you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the email address associated with the account you're calling about today?
M-O-P-A-R 440 M-H at AOL.com.
And you said M-O-V-4-R?
No.
Like V as in Victor?
P as in Paul.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm not pulling anything up with that. Could I use your, how can I help you today?
Okay. I went online and I was thinking I was going to Carfax and I wound up on this site. And I used my credit card and I paid for it. And I couldn't get any information. So I called the line, the other number. And the other number, I spoke to a man. And he's supposed to take care of it. I received my email, and it says I have to click on to your car history, and it says my username is my email address. But then it wants my password, and I can't get past that because I don't have the password to put into it. I don't have a password for it.
Okay, sir. Could I have your first and last name?
Michael Haney. H-A-N-E-Y.
Okay. Okay. All right. I have located an account with that email at, or with that first and last name. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a password to that email address for you. Mopar44mh at AOL.com.
Yes, ma'am. That would be perfect.
Oh, let's see here. Okay, sir, so I have reset the password and sent it to the email address on file. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am, if that would work, it would sure be appreciated.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
And thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.